Title: Supreme Court Opens the Door for Non-Signatories to Enforce Arbitration Agreements, Resolving Circuit Split. Content: On June 1, 2020, the United States Supreme Court issued a unanimous decision in GE Energy Power Conversion Father SAS, Corp. v. Outokumpu Stainless USA, LLC, No. 18-1048, 2020 WL281-4297, U.S. June 1, 2020, holding that the United Nations Convention on the Recognition and Enforcement of Foreign Arbitral Awards, New York Convention, does not conflict with the enforcement of arbitration agreements by non-signatories through domestic equitable estoppel doctrines. The Supreme Court's decision resolved a federal circuit split and reinforced the pro-arbitration stance of U.S. courts. In 2008 and 2012 respectively, the First and Fourth Circuits held that non-signatories to international arbitration agreements could enforce those agreements against signatories through the doctrine of equitable estoppel. See Sourcing Unlimited Incorporated v. Asimco Intel, Inc., 526F.3D38, 47-8, First Circle 2008, Agareo v. MOL Ship Management Company, 675F.3D355, 373, Fourth Circle 2012. In 2017, the Ninth Circuit took a different path, holding that the New York Convention does not allow non-signatories to compel arbitration. Yang v. Majestic Blue Fisheries, LLC, 876F.3D996, 999, Ninth Circle 2017. The Ninth Circuit held that the New York Convention does not allow non-parties or non-signatories to an arbitration agreement to compel arbitration. ID at 1001. The underlying dispute in GE Energy Power Conversion Father SAS, Corp. involved three contracts between ThyssenKrupp Stainless USA, LLC, and FL Industries Incorporated for construction of cold rolling mills in Alabama. 2020 WL281-4297 @2. FL Industries entered into a subcontractor agreement with GE Energy Power Conversion France SAS, Corp. KGE, for GE to design, manufacture, and supply motors for the cold rolling mills. ID at *3. GE delivered 9 motors to the mills, and Outokumpu, who acquired ownership of the plant where the motors were installed, claimed that GE's motors failed, causing substantial damages. ID Outokumpu filed suit against GE in Alabama, and GE removed the case to federal court and moved to compel arbitration. ID. The district court granted GE's motion to dismiss and compel arbitration, however, the 11th Circuit reversed. ID. Consistent with the 9th Circuit's ruling in Young, the 11th Circuit held that as a non-signatory, GE did not satisfy the New York Convention's requirement that the parties actually sign an agreement to arbitrate their disputes, and so GE could not compel arbitration. CID. The 11th Circuit also held that GE as a non-signatory could not rely on state law equitable estoppel doctrines to enforce the arbitration agreement because equitable estoppel conflicts with the New York Convention's signatory requirement. ID. The Supreme Court looked to Article 2, 3 of the New York Convention rather than Article 2, 1 and 2 signed by the parties, as the 11th Circuit had, because Article 2, 3 alone addresses enforcement of arbitration agreements. CID. At *5. The Supreme Court explained Article 2, 1, and 2 address the recognition of arbitration agreements, not who is bound by a recognized agreement, ID at *7. The court found that while Article 2, 3 provides that arbitration agreements must be enforced in certain circumstances, it does not state that arbitration agreements shall be enforced only in the identified circumstances, ID. The court explained that the provisions of Article 2 contemplate that domestic law will fill in the gaps in the New York Convention, so it would be unnatural to interpret Article 2, 3's silence regarding the use of domestic doctrines, like equitable estoppel, as precluding the use of domestic law to enforce arbitration agreements. CID. The Supreme Court also considered, 1. The negotiating and drafting history of the New York Convention, and 2. Decisions by courts of other convention countries. Both confirmed the court's textual interpretation of the New York Convention. CID. At asterisk 6. Justice Sotomayor authored a concurring opinion, noting that the application of domestic doctrines, such as equitable estoppel, must be rooted in the consent to arbitrate because this limitation is a basic precept of the FAA. ID at asterisk 8, Sotomayor, J., concurring. On June 8, 2020, the Supreme Court cited GE Energy Power Conversion Father S.A.S., Corp. in an order vacating the Ninth Circuit's decision in